just going to betters. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Of course, joining me, Kristen, Mark, Brian Morton as well, running the board, running the show. Guys, the one thing's a certainty. With the passing of time, it's like a river. It just flows. It flows in one direction, and it's constant. Every second that ticks by, every minute that ticks by, that's something in the past now. Some would even argue there's no such thing as in the moment because it's a steady flow. As soon as you're in the moment, that moment's in the past. And what happens, of course, as a result of all that is, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, and depending on what stage of life you're in, we age. There's no doubt about it. We get older every second that ticks by. We get older. But there's a difference between what's technically happening in terms of our age and how we feel. How we feel about our age. Do we feel young? Do we feel old? Do we feel like we're getting older? Do we feel that passing of the time? And do we feel that sense of aging? That's a different question. And it's one now that's been studied. It's interesting. The millennial generation has just been studied by Worldwide Independent Network of Market Research, and they've determined in studying this generation that typically those that were born between 1980 and 1996, those people are turning 43 this year. The first millennials are turning 43 this year. Now, why is that important? Well, according to the study, that's the age. Early 40s, generally 40, 41, 42, 43, when the average American starts noticing physical signs of aging, achy joints, gray hair, according to this poll. So that's when people generally start feeling their age, or at least feeling the sense that I'm no longer young. And I don't know how about you guys, but I get that, unfortunately, right? I get that. I remember when I turned 40, I actually remember sitting on an airplane. It struck me. I'll never forget it. I remember it as I talk about this subject. I remember two guys across the aisle are coming back from a golf trip from Phoenix and flying back to Detroit. And I couldn't help but overhear the conversation. One guy said, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, this guy couldn't have been much older than 40. He said, I turned 40. And as soon as I turned 40, they were talking about their golf game and how age impacted their golf game. As soon as I turned 40, everything changed. I remember I didn't play as well. I had to adjust. There were aches and pains. I didn't have it. I was in my 20s and 30s and so on. And I really started noticing. And he said it was almost like someone flipped a switch. As soon as I turned 40, I started feeling things that made me stop feeling young as I thought about myself. And I heard that. And I was about, I was probably 38 years old at the time when I heard that. A couple of years later, sure enough, I turned 40. I was very dialed in and tuned in. I couldn't forget the conversation. And as I got into my early 40s, I started noticing change, whether it was on a run. All of a sudden, I got a sore ankle for no reason, not because I turned it or anything else, just because I started getting those aches and pains that they were referring to. And ever since, ever since with the passing of time, things don't get better in that respect, in this context.
Well, as you get older, there's benchmarks, right? I mean, when you're younger, you feel like 18 is so old. When you're 21, right, you feel like, oh, I'm so old. When you each kind of benchmark throughout life, you have an idea of what old is. And it's a fluid concept and it can change multiple times, throughout your life.
Of course.
I remember there's many people during the pandemic, had those moments of, wow, I feel old. There was a huge movement of women specifically that decided that they were just not going to dye their hair anymore. And they went gray. And it's
right,
a
they
little
accepted
bit of,
their aging.
Right. And they accept, right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. They accepted their age. But I know that a lot of people use it, they feel old when they start to physically, feel some kind of pain or twinge of pain. You have to stretch now before you go out for a walk or a run.
Right.
And that can really be at any age. But
I have to stretch now when I get up from my chair.
Yeah.
Well, it's all very interesting, and you're right. That's the whole thing about perception. And of course, when you're in your, let's say you're 18, about to turn 20, you're in the context of a span of 20 total years. So it can feel old at the time because, you know, you're moving. You know, like you said, it's always advancing. Age is always advancing. One interesting thing they point out here is that while Americans stop feeling young in their early 40s, it's actually around 52 on average, according to this survey of Worldwide Independent Network, when Americans actually start feeling old. So you stop feeling young at around 42, you start feeling old at around 52 on average, according to the study.
So it's just a big gray mucky area then between 43.
Look, that's that river of time, right?
Yeah.
Well, one guy that I know is absolutely ageless is the great Brian Morton. Brian, how you feeling this morning? Feeling young?
I'm feeling old this morning. Feeling pretty
feeling old.
Feeling old.
Hey, listen, I don't care if you're 20, you're getting up every day. At the time you get up, you're feeling old.
That's for sure. As you get older, you realize there are some days, no matter how old you are, you feel like you're 16, and there's some days you feel like you're 100.
True.
And it's just the day tells you what it is. And I never felt, 40 never was a milestone for me. I never felt old at 40. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until probably in my 50s, and I was working here, and now we're hiring people, and I'm training people, and I'm hey, well, how old are you? And I'm realizing I've worked here longer than they've been alive. And then it was like a slap in my face.
That's a wake up call, right?
I'm old.
You're old. Well,
and I should remind everybody, I'm childlike. I'm not childish.
Okay, now I love
like that.
I like that too. I love that. And actually, the article talks about ways to keep feeling young, and one is to keep some of that childlike aspect you just referenced, Brian. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're only as old as you feel, and if you feel young, you're young.
Yeah, I just got to ask a question to Mark Grissom. Anybody feel a little concerned about Brian Morton feeling childlike while he's got his fingers on all those buttons?
Ooh, what's this do?
Let's make Jeff sound like a duck.
Ooh, that'd be a good show.
That would be a good show, at least for you. All right, listen, speaking of a good show, we know a good Paul W. show's ahead. We're eager for that, looking forward to it. Stick with us, back with more right here on WJR.